And finally, this hour, a fun way to tackle the underrepresentation of women in what are known as the STEM careers. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. According to federal data, women hold only 25% of those jobs. So how can music help? A new children's album is trying to get girls excited about science. Stephen Shepherd has our review.
As a math-loving parent of a math-loving tween girl, I'm worried that women are significantly underrepresented in science and engineering-related fields. This new benefit album of kids' music called Science Fair gathers musicians together to tackle that disparity, both by raising awareness and firing up the imagination. That's Muna Luna with H2O. There are a handful of songs here reminiscent of the complex, explanatory songs of Schoolhouse Rock, like Lori Henrique's take on Heisenberg's uncertainty principle.
An electron looks like a particle, and it also acts like a wave. And once I began to accept this, that electron began to behave. This is called complementarity. When a concept assumes a disparity, it's the very best way we can show how a set of phenomena go. Went on to say how we learned this one day while studying dear Werner Heisenberg.
Most songs here touch on scientific phenomena lightly, however, and focus more on the process of asking questions and finding inspiration. So instead of singing about the million years it took to create a lump of coal, Laura Veers marvels at how it keeps her warm on a winter's night.
Working up sun's strength in their leaves, I thank those giants. Tail trees. My lips are blue, but not for long. My little black rock is burning strong. My little black rock trapped the sun for a million years. My little black rock, melt my heart when your flames come near.
The album features a variety of genres, as well as voices old and young. On Rocket Science, 10-year-old MC Fireworks shows that imaginative sparks are also part of the scientific process.
I just landed on the red planet. It's dry and abandoned. Look, there's a canyon. I've never been to Mars before. It's the opposite of the ocean floor. It's so hot, it's steaming. I'm thinking about leaving. It's way I land hot from the morning to the evening.
Good intentions are a poor substitute for good music. But Science Fair doesn't ignore the music in service of its cause. Sometimes the best way to get kids wondering about how rainbows are created is a big, sparkling song they can groove to.
The album is called Science Fair. Stephen Shepherd writes about kids' music at zooglobal.com. Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Peter Alina. We had engineering support from Melissa Marquis. The staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Rob Ballinger, Theo Balcom, Melissa Gray, and Greg Dixon. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.